Hello, my name is Brandy Hofer, your host and founder of Color Me Happy, a community podcast and book, all of which I started in my in-home studio whilst in the throes of motherhood. I am an artist, author, educator, and mother to three beautiful boys. We live and create together in our in-home studio that is tucked away in the quiet Canadian prairies. Our podcast and community was built to empower and inspire. We chat about everything from motherhood, the art world, business, and health in the most honest and authentic way. It's totally unedited and unfiltered. If you love what we do here, become a part of our free community, Color Me Happy. We have grown the community to support our members with features and interviews. Our link is in the notes. Thank you for being here. I sure do appreciate your time. Welcome to Color Me Happy podcast. My name is Brandy Hofer, your host. Thank you so much for being here. I am, if you're not on video and just on sound, currently in my hotel room in Saskatoon for my opening at Alt House. The show and exhibition runs from now, March 14th, until May 3rd. So if you can't make tonight, which that would be you're listening to this tomorrow because that's how podcasts work. Obviously, if you didn't make it tonight, then you can check out the show in Alt House in Saskatoon. It's just off Broadway. It's a really cool space. In fact, I'm sporting my new coat that I got there, and I just drank a matcha tea. So good. So check out their really cool, like, handmade local goods, like sweet clothes, good coffee and lattes and stuff like that. And obviously really amazing artwork, and I'm so proud to be and honored to be a part of their space. You can also check out the collection if you are not local or in Canada. You can check it out online at brandyhofer.ca. It is called the I Am Collection, and let us know what you think. Feel free to share what you're working on in our Color Me Happy community, which we do every Wednesday. And then, of course, every Friday is an art challenge. So it will get your creative juices flowing. So I love to see people interacting in there and posting their artwork. I'm so proud of the work that you do. A lot of people post what they're working on in our classes, but you can feel free to share what you're working on in your own practice or in your own life. We're here to support you. That's what it's all about. So check that out. And we're so happy you're here because this podcast episode features local Helen, who is a co-founder of Fourth Meridian Brewing Company. Maybe I said it right. They have a microbrewery and it's really cool. But they have had some extreme challenges, and Helen talks about overcoming that in everyday life and, you know, stepping forward through the worst. And I think there is a really valuable life lesson in this conversation to take away, like, when the worst happens, when things get hard, and how resilient we are, and how we can emerge out of these things stronger. And I mentioned it in the podcast, but some seasons are. Katerina Popova said this to me once. She's founder of the Art Queens and founder of Create Magazine. And she said, some seasons are meant to strengthen us. And it's so true. You know, these challenges come our way and they are preparing us for what's to come in our lives. And it's bigger and it's hard to see in the moment, of course, like Helen's circumstances were not ideal, and they're coming out of it. You know, they made it. They are making it every day, making it work. So I'm really glad to feature local people in our podcast. Of course, building community, never discount your local community. And nominations for our podcast are coming up soon, so keep your eye out for that on social media. Thank you to our local supporters, Nouveau Laser and Aesthetic Center, BioClean Disaster Services, Oasis Hot Yoga and Spin Studio, and Red Bicycle Communications. We are so honored and proud to be sponsored and partnered with you. Oh, I almost had it like so, I almost said a full like paragraph there without effing up. Thanks for being here, friend. We couldn't do this without you. Feel free to show us support Obviously, this is free content, and our Color Me Happy community is free, and it takes us a lot of time and effort. If you want to show us support, you can share our podcast and share an episode that connected with you. That would help out a ton. Yeah, and if not, just thank you for your beautiful time and being here.
Very cool.
Every woman I talk to that is our age is like struggling, or I hear that like I was out somewhere last night and I like overheard, I can't say where or who, obviously, but like like going to Edmonton and like
trying to get hormone issues under control. Yeah,
because your hair is falling out, or your skin's terrible, or you can't sleep, or like it's like
sleep's a big one,
or like all of those.
Yeah,
check.
Yeah, dun, dun, dun. Yeah. I feel like, and it's hard to say what is causing, like, our world, I feel like, is so different now, even from like our parents' generation, that I'm like, is it society, how it's like just go all the time? Is it food that we eat? Is it like environmental?
It's all of
things.
It,
and
my naturopath said like there is things that cause you to have peaks in estrogen anyways everywhere, like,
really.
She's like, but don't think of, like, even like if you use hand sanitizer, the plastic, it's
right. That's another one. Like, how, I don't know. Like, yeah, plastics insane. Are a big.
That's a big main one. Thing. Yeah. I think it's plastics causing.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's like everywhere. So I don't know. What do we do?
You do your best.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You do your best. Yeah. And I think, just in general, self-care and getting like sleep. Sleep, I think, would help the most with stress
probably
and stuff like that. I know when I get ample amounts of sleep, although it's hard when your kids wake you up.
Yeah, it's 6
like
a.m.
that's not something you can control.
Eric's a 6 a.m. boy, oh my god. And he's like awake at 6 a.m.
yeah, like, our kids too.
I'm like, oh.
Our kids do it. Why? Then we cut out YouTube just for 48 hours. It's brand new.
Giving it a try.
It actually is better. But, and I'm fine with getting up with them, but it did entertain them for an hour so you could
sleep a little bit longer.
So, but this morning they were playing Guess Who, the board game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go. So they found ways to.
I'm actually really happy. Yeah, and I don't mind getting up because I like edit the podcast and like check a few things off because my brain's working.
Yeah. No.
My brain sort is of. Like so work. It only works for the first 4 hours of the day. And
that's
then
how
it's
I am
toast.
Too. Yeah, and then you're just exhausted again. And
because if I try to do that same work, it'll take me like an hour of something that would take me like 15 minutes in the morning.
Yeah.
So, I wish I could be a part of the 5 a.m. club, but I'm a part of the 6 a.m. I was getting up at 6 and they were sleeping till 7.
Oh.
In the winter.
Yep.
But then all of a sudden
it's
they're
starting
not.
To get lighter.
Ah,
right now.
That's what it is. Yeah. Must be
because my daughter usually sleeps like she's usually 7. She would wake up around 7:30, but since it's been getting light up, she's also up now at 6.
Yeah, that's what it is. It must be. But I think I'm generally happier getting lots of sleep.
Yeah.
And then getting
up
earlier.
Yeah.
I literally went to bed at 8:16 last night with Teddy. I was just like, leave us.
Yeah. I had an early night too, and it feels good. I don't always have the easiest time falling asleep, like, depending on what's happened throughout the day, which is, like, from business and since having kids, because I used to be, like, my day was always, like, go. I'd get in bed, and I was asleep, like, right away. And then now it's, like, a fight. And I'm, like, I'm tired. I go to bed, and I'm tired, but I'm not sleeping, and that's even more, like, frustrating.
That's
like, I have a headache,
like
I'm tired, I just want to go to
cycle.
Sleep. Yeah. But I can't fall asleep. I'm laying there for an hour, not sleeping, wanting
and you
to
get,
sleep.
Like, restless
and,
legs.
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the things again.
My husband has an anxious sleep cycle issue.
Yeah.
That came along with children which I talk about in my book. But let's talk about that because I think this probably, like, I used to work in that same sort of industry of, like,
the hustle.
But
and,
I didn't have kids.
Right.
But you get, like, you get energy.
Stimulating.
Yeah, it is really stimulating.
Yeah.
And you kind of, like, snap into almost, like, a fight or flight or, like, something at night to get that extra, like, boost of energy.
That's
and it's
right,
fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's fun. But, okay, so let's talk about what you do. So what you started with and how you, because it's going to be a long story.
Yeah, I guess
A good
so.
One.
Yeah. I mean, it's my story, I guess. I don't know if it's good, but is what it is. But yeah, no, I started when I moved here. So Brad and I met in 2009-ish, somewhere in there. I did long distance. I was living in Edmonton. I was going to school for food and nutrition then.
Oh, anyway, interesting.
Didn't go very far with it. I didn't finish it. Met Brad and I ended up quitting university and moving here in 2011. And I did environmental science at Lakeland and Vermilion. And then I worked as an environmental consultant for a number of years, doing remediation and reclamation work, mostly oil and gas. And then
work here.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, that was a whole other journey, I guess. I'd have advice for somebody wanting to go into that
industry,
it's not interesting. But yeah, then, just how I think a lot of people get working in oil and gas, it's that, I don't know, the rat race to get the last dime of the day kind of thing. And, that was starting to weigh on all of us. And then the patch crashed in whatever that was, 2015, things started going downhill. And by 2016, all the layoffs were starting to happen. And we had talked about starting this brewery business for years just as a pipe dream. And my brother was a home brewer in Calgary, also working for oil and gas. And then he was one of the rounds of layoffs when 5,000 other people got laid off that week kind of thing.
Right.
And just kind of thought now's the time. Alcohol regulations in, or not necessarily alcohol, but brewing regulations in Alberta had just recently changed. So prior to, 2012, you had to brew a minimum of 200 hectoliters. I don't know, quite a large amount of beer.
So it prevented anybody from
Exactly. You either had to start pretty big or you weren't going to start. So they got rid of that minimum production requirement, which is a big, it really opened the doors for places like us to start, because you could start with minimal capital and input and try it out.
Yeah. So,
and then business, right? It'd be kind of saying if you want to start a restaurant, you have to start with six pizza ovens and
$1 million loan from
right
the bank.
That's right, start there. So it allowed a lot of breweries to start, and we were kind of at the start of, I would call it, the brewing boom in Alberta. So I think in 2016, when we incorporated and we were brewing in the garage, we were one of maybe 20 something that started that year, and then the next year it was another 80 started, and then it just kind of snowballed from there, and more started. We started in Brad's dad's shop doing
which is a good place.
Yeah.
Shop.
I mean, it kept our overhead low. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it kept our overhead low, and, we were able to sort of test the waters with little financial risk at that point. And then kind of grew from there. We kind of realized, yep, there's demand here in our community, and we could see the industry starting to grow, and they're start popping up everywhere now. And so then we took the next leap and actually opened where our spaces on Highway 17. And not the one that you were just in, but the old space. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So we started that. We opened that. And that's kind of when I tell people we started, because that was when we actually physically had space and
A sign.
A sign. That's a big part of it. Yeah. And bottle. You know what I mean? Actual bottles that people could buy prior to that. It was just we'll take a keg to a restaurant here and there and see if people like it kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we started that in August 2017, and then, our business kind of went on that, roller coaster journey that lots of brick-and-mortar hospitality restaurants and businesses went through during the COVID years.
Oh, my gosh.
So we did, we started 2017, and it was, a really good, we had we were well-received, and we had a lot of learning to do. It was still early in business, still trying to figure out, how to make beer, do a good job of it, how to be profitable. And then we, after I think it was 2 years or something, we upgraded our system again and kept reinvesting in the business. And then 2019, I had my daughter, and that was a whole other thing to factor into the business. And then 2020 to 2022, was confusing and wild and a lot to figure out. And then in 20, I guess what I'm kind of getting my years mixed up. I think 2022, spring of 2022, 2 years ago, we bought out my brother. So now it's just Brad and I. That was a whole other.
Oh, he was involved in
the... He was in the business. In he was the brewer. Thing. Yeah, he was the brewer in the original brewer, I guess. Now it's Brad. So that was a whole other journey.
Yeah, for sure.
Going through.
Journey. Yeah.
So it went as split ups sometimes go. And
yeah. Let's talk about the business and like the beginning of like getting started in a community. And what that looks like from a marketing standpoint and like collaborating with people and how that works.
Well, there's a lot there for sure. When you first get started, and I think not just our business, but a lot of businesses, you're so like focused on just trying to like get through the day to day. And so we got approached lots with people like, oh, we want to partner with you on this. We want to collaborate with you on that. And we're just like, oh my God, we're just like,
we're just trying to figure out
everything. And I feel like we were in that stage for a long time. Like finally we started getting some, processes, I guess, that were working for us. But we had a partnership of three that was really tense. And I think we really had to figure that one out for a long time before we could really like forge ahead to growing where I think we're going to go. And now I feel like we're sort of just getting on track for that. We were able to buy out another brewery that was like three times our size and add that product to our lineup and acquire that equipment and like, again, get a good plan in place.
So you bought that out, which I saw, it was in the paper.
Yeah.
What was it?
Ribstone Creek. Yeah.
Okay. And I'll write that down.
Yeah.
I have a tendency not to remember any names of anything.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, sometimes I, like, even forget your name, and I know you so many times.
I hate that. That happens to me, and I'm like, I know there, I know this. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Why am I blanking on your name, and I know who you are?
Yeah.
I could tell you a lot about yourself, but...
And Carlos, I was like, why didn't you introduce me? I was like, I just was blanking.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And now I work with children.
Oh, yeah.
And I love them so much. And I'm like...
Remembering names.
Izzy, Lizzie, Close. And they're all like... Well, no. They all correct me because they all know. And I was like, it's not because I don't care. I know, what you're
there's a lot going
making,
on.
Yeah. And I know what
that's
you...
That's right.
You went to figure skating camp last weekend. Yep. And I know lots about you. But I just can't remember your name. And it's me and it's not you. So Ribstone, you bought that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was huge for us.
So you took over their systems or just their everything. Equipment and moved them?
Everything. So it was an all-asset acquisition. So we took all their equipment, moved it here, and we took their brand, their recipes, their... And I don't
so
know,
you still produce that product?
We do, yeah. So it's basically like a second line of... Or a second brand, I guess, that we've added to our business or our lineup.
And inventory.
Client list. Sorry. Yeah, inventory exactly. They had a way larger, much bigger client list than we had. They were very distribution focused. So they were, they're based in Edgerton. So their business model was all like majority of it was about distribution, which we are more like in-house sales. And so that was a big asset for us to like gain all this clientele and bigger equipment to be able to supply that clientele. And then we were about 10 days away from opening our new space that we acquired to accommodate that bigger equipment, and it burnt.
New equipment burnt too?
Yeah, everything burnt. Yeah.
Sorry, that's I was going to write fuck.
Fuck. You can write that. That's
fire.
That,
fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, so are you still doing that then?
Yeah, I mean, that's still our plan. We're still just recovering from it. So our fire happened last June 24th. We were...
So you have to get
open.
That product back out, like it hasn't been distributed?
No, so we were, like, the stage that our current space, because we have managed to get it, like, we are in there now partially. We had our fire June 24th. All of our equipment was in there. Everything was ready to go. July 5th, we were projected to open for, like, serving, and, like, kind of immediately after that, we'd start brewing. I was waiting on finalize licensing. Then the fire happened. Thankfully, our like brewing equipment, it's all stainless, heat and pressure rated. So our tanks, which are like the big ticket items, as far as we know, because we also haven't tested them yet, but they look okay. And after inspecting
they
them,
they seem good.
I don't know. They look like they haven't warped or anything. They look okay. But all our fittings, all our, like, they're every other thing that goes along with it is toast. And we're like working on replacing stuff. And we still don't have drywall in the back of our building. Like, it's just been a long, long, stressful process.
Well,
since
it was
then.
Stressful to begin
with. To begin with, yeah.
And then
it just like fire. Literally went up in flames. And yeah, it was a bad year. Last year was a struggle. It still is. We're still struggling. But at least, like I said this morning, my check, 40% of my loss list came in. But that still doesn't cover. I don't know. We're still just battling insurance, trying to get things finished, trying to get our equipment up and running. And like, this thing only pays for itself if we can produce the volume that we need to produce to pay mm-hmm. for it. And we're not yet. So that's a thing that weighs on me kind of like daily. Like, are we going to make it financially with this? I think we will. I don't know. We'll
because be, it but, took you know, a lot of bravery to take,
to
that,
take
risk
that risk
in
to,
the first
to get
place.
It all. Yeah. Yeah. And it all, like, it all checked, right? I'm like, well, you know, it'll be hard. It'll be a lot of work. But as long as we, you know, sell X amount of flats per month, and that's my goal, I'll make sure that we get that many flats out per month. We'll be good. This will like, keep us afloat. And our goal will be, you know, whatever. Let's say it was 500, and now my minimum is 200, but my goal is 500. We'll
mm-hmm.
be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, we're still operating our old equipment, which can't produce that much, so we're doing what we
in
can
limbo.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah,
limbo.
Yeah, waiting for money to come in and waiting for work to get done and
yeah
whatever. So
well, that's a thing. Yeah. Like, everyone thinks everyone's like, you know, when they see, probably walk in, well, not because we're a small community, so
yeah,
people know your story,
right?
But like, say someone walked in from like Wainwright and
yeah.
they didn't know them, they're
right.
like, oh, these people are cool,
dude, yeah,
I've got it made.
But even
it's
here,
like
I know we're a small
struggling.
Community, but like, I still get like people will say, like, man, you guys are killing it. Like,
thank you,
cool that you think that,
yeah,
thanks. That's good.
A rat.
That,
keep going.
Yeah.
We love you.
We are. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So I do. I get like people like, you know, even just the Ripstone bio, people are like, wow. Good. Like, because they were a lot bigger than us and they were a lot more established than us. And they're like, you guys were able to buy. We're like, that's awesome. I'm like, oh, it's a combination of factors. They had to be in the position they were in, which wasn't great.
Good.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? And we had to take a huge risk only to now be still basically 2 years behind our where we thought we would be by now with that bio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. We're still going.
I know, like, you're
I'm
in the midst of it,
yeah.
and you don't want to hear this at all because I'd punch me in the face right now, but I actually genuinely, like, think that, and someone said that, Katerina Popova said this to me, and I don't know, maybe it was from her or someone else said it, but some seasons are meant to strengthen us.
Yeah.
You don't know why something's
yeah.
happening, and it
That's
fucking
right.
sucks. And
yeah.
it's the worst, and you're like, you're losing your hair.
Yeah.
You can't sleep. And all, like, it was, like, you know,
yeah.
it'll be for something.
Yeah, I don't
it'll
know
It'll be
why,
for something,
yeah,
and you'll
for whatever
look back
reason,
5 or 10 years, and
you're
be
right.
like, if we had launched, or if we had done that, we wouldn't have
right.
or this worked
exactly.
out because, or we weren't meant to, or the system wasn't ready, or
yep.
maybe something else would have gone
exactly.
wrong. That would have been
yeah.
worse than a fire.
Right.
Like,
you're right.
All contaminated
right.
products. And
exactly.
You
something
lost your
could've...
customer base, or mm-hmm. like something.
Something bigger, worse could have happened.
Even though
and,
the fuck
yeah.
fire happened, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, my investment is smaller, but I reinvested in a website and this one person just like disappeared off the face of the
oh,
earth. So
yeah.
it's taken like almost 2 years now, longer.
Yeah.
And then like we had it all ready and set up and no customer was checking out without like struggle. Like,
yeah.
Of,
yeah.
sorry, online with, education.
Right.
They're like, I don't know how this
works
or how
yeah.
to do this. And so now I have to re-all do that again. And I'm just like, it's for a reason.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
you do have to
look at it that
I'll
way.
I'll figure this out,
yeah.
and I figured out, like, people dying in my life, so sure shit, I can figure out
right.
a web issue.
Yeah.
And, or, like, any other issues. And sometimes I say that when, like, I'm really struggling. I'm like, well, no one died today.
Yeah, and it's true. Like, yeah. Like,
because that's so much harder than living
right,
life.
Right. Exactly. Losing somebody. Yeah. 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 Absolutely.
Close to you.
Yeah.
People die every day. But right. Like,
but yes, in your, yeah. Yeah.
In your close family. Yeah. Like, that's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the worst. And you come out of that stronger and resilient. Yeah. But, like, the life stuff, it, like, puts, like, when you go through stuff that's so hard, the life stuff seems not, like, inconsequential.
It is, really. You know, and I do, like, there's been so many, just in the world in general, things that are happening, and we don't have it so bad.
No.
Like, and I just try and remind myself world. That, yeah. You know what I mean?
Avoid, like, thinking about the world.
Right, and I'm just, when I'm really getting, like, you know, down, I guess, about all of this, like, you're alive, you're breathing, you're healthy, your kids are healthy. You have the drive to figure this out, so figure it out. Like, we'll figure it out. I don't know. If you don't quit, you can't fail. Yeah. You know, like, yeah. I truly feel...
If you don't quit, you can't fail.
That's, I might be, like, I think maybe sometimes I'm just too stubborn to quit, but that is just genuinely how I feel about our, like, life and our ventures, that I'll only fail if I quit trying.
Yeah.
To
look at this. Yeah, if you don't quit, you can't fail, Helen.
Oh, perfect. I don't know if I'm the first person to say that. But I am today here on this podcast.
You said it today, and it's going in the weekly inspiration.
Perfect. I love it.
Next week.
I love it. Thank you.
Featured in the community. You said it. It's good. It's true. Yeah. And it's like the little things every day. I love, and I always tell people to buy this book. It's so good. It's my favorite book, and it's like, it was written by Wallace D. Waddles.
Oh, you like, have read it. Yeah, the state of that book.
Times. The Science of Getting Rich, Attracting Financial Success Through Creative Thought. And when Jen Sincero, the badass books.
Yep.
I don't know if you, so when she recommended this, I was like, first of all, it's pretty kind of religious, and I'm not religious.
Yeah.
Which is fine. People who are religious, great.
Yep.
People who aren't, great. Or if you're anywhere in between. I love it because it's like, just like, I read it every day. Efficient Acts, and I've been reading this. The more things you do, the worse for you if all your acts are inefficient ones. On the other hand, if every efficient act is a success in itself, and if every act of your life is an efficient one, your whole life must be a success. And then, like, a whole bunch of stuff like that. When you use the power of your mind in one place at one time, and the act in the other place at another time, thus their acts are not successful in themselves. Too many of them are inefficient. But if you have the supreme power, which he's talking about God,
right.
I talk about the universe.
Right.
In every act, no matter how commonplace, every act will be successful in itself. Every success opens the way. This is my favorite. Every success opens the way to other successes. Your progress toward what you want and the movement of what you want toward will become increasingly rapid. And what he's talking about is your bigger vision.
Right.
Right? So having those, like, small daily task goals.
That's right, yeah.
Your monthly. And, like, it can seem, like, ridiculous to always do it or write it down or put it in your calendar or whatever you do, whatever system's in place. It's so important to take, like, a couple minutes and do it.
Yes.
And, like, weekly overviews, monthly and yearly.
That's right.
Overviews. Yeah. And then, of course, what I say is see your everyday ordinary as extraordinary.
Yeah.
Like, seeing those small things and knowing that it's causing the momentum.
It is.
Yeah. To move into something.
And
even though
it's the impact
dishes.
That you're having.
Well, you got the fucking dishes done. Yeah. And now you can go on your walk and take care of yourself, which will make you a better person, nicer to your family. And then they will feel more fulfilled. And then you get this free time later and you did that well. So then you did you want to do your business stuff well. And like, it all like snowballs one act
and,
into another.
And I think it's like your life's like how you live your life. And, you know, it, like if you prioritize those small things naturally, if that's now become your nature to prioritize small things that make a little bit of difference, you will prioritize the really big important things that will make a really big important difference kind of thing. And so like, if you kind of are dismissive about those small things, even though they matter to you, you know, I didn't put the dishes away. I hate when there's dishes on the counter, but I didn't put them away. then it's kind of like that
bugs you all day.
Yeah, it'll bug you all day, and then you just naturally will do that about something else that
more dishes will come.
Yeah, that's right.
Inevitably.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you just have to live by like those principles. If those are the things that resonate with you, like that book, kind of prioritizing those small things or leaving your ordinary as extraordinary, making those small little commitments will make you be that way in your business and bigger things too, because you just like you've built that in yourself, I feel like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I don't know. It's
when I was 14, I started exercising.
Yeah.
Cause well, yep. You know, you get your period.
Yeah. Right. Wrong. Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is what being a woman is. Yeah. Cool. I feel crazy all the time.
I need to do something about this. Yeah.
So I start my aunties. I don't know how it happened. I think my mom tricked me. Because she was so smart. And she knew just telling me to do something, she had to trick me.
You into doing
my sister started running, too.
Yeah.
And my auntie made her race in this like breast cancer race in Edmonton. Yeah. And then she made me race her. And I always played like basketball and volleyball and whatever.
Athletic.
So yeah. I was like, and of course I beat her, which I probably shouldn't have. That's such an asshole like, move, right? Like
as a 14-year-old.
Someone who's, yeah, for the 12-year-old who's been like running every day for a race. And I'm just going to like school her on around the block four times. So yeah.
I was no mercy.
Yeah, for your little sister. Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm just like, and the way she is now, I'm such an asshole. No wonder she hated me for a long time. So anyway, I started running somehow because if I miss like an outside time or like whatever workout in the morning, I'm a different
person.
Depressed. Yeah. Like unhappy. It affects you. So that's like an example of what you were just saying.
Yeah.
It's like that one thing.
Yeah.
Know if you do it.
Yeah.
If you do it well.
Yeah.
It like sets the precedent for the whole day, for the whole week, for the whole month.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not saying don't take your rest. Work your rest into those.
Yeah. And also,
if you can.
You know, like your rest might be taking that run, like it's physically not rest.
Damn but right it is.
It's your mental, you know what I mean? Yeah, like rest isn't just rest. Sitting around not doing anything. And I don't know, that's an interesting one. I think that not, maybe there's more people that can relate to it than I know, but I feel like I don't know a whole lot of people that can relate to me on this. And they're like, what did you do with your day off? Or I had a day without the kids. What did you do? And I'm like, I did a lot of stuff. I cleaned my house. I made my bed. I whatever, did my laundry. I went to a yoga class. I like did like 10 things that I never get to do. I'm like, don't you want to just like take, like just calm down and rest? I'm like, that is my rest. I don't get to do that.
No one is yelling at me.
Right? Like these are not things that I often get to just do in peace and quiet to the way I want to do it at the time I want to do it. Like my rest is not, my rest is different, I guess.
Yeah. No, I'm there with you. I'm a total busybody.
Yeah. 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 And
probably ADHD or busybody. I don't know
whatever
it is.
Yeah.
Well, it probably is, but yeah. Like I like doing things by myself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And if I'm by myself, I'm really happy. Like,
and you're
I can
very,
go to movies
yeah.
alone, out for
yeah.
dinner.
Go do things. Yeah.
Go on a trip alone.
Yeah.
Done it.
Yeah.
Lots. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
And I'm fine. Like people are like, oh, what are you going to do when your kids leave? I was like, so much.
So much stuff. So you have no idea. Weird. I don't have to plan when to make my bed. That's one thing. I always have to have a made bed. And it bothers me if I leave the house and bed's not made. Even if it's not nicely made, I'll just like run and pull the sheets up and kind of half-ass make the bed. But if I make my bed too early in the morning, then my kids just tear it up again.
This looks good. Ready to go.
Yeah. And then, if I wait too late, then I'm running out the door. And so like making my bed in the morning is a thing for me and timing that. And you know, yeah, when I don't have my kids, then I get to make my bed when I feel like it and it stays made till I get back in. And that's a nice little perk that seems like nothing, but it's
I think
something.
Booking that time for yourself no matter what you're doing and I count work as play too, like well it's lucky I have it like in the studio, but I'm sure a lot of your work is admin work too.
Most of what I do, like I mean I'm in the tap room doing serving and whatever, but
by the way you can go to their tap room. Yeah. Let's just plug it right
Yeah,
there.
Why not?
Yeah, go to their tap room. Tell everyone where it is.
It still says Progressive Fitness on the door, so you can say you're going to the
Trick
gym.
Me.
Yeah, yeah, go to the gym.
You should just leave it.
I know. I think about that too. I'm like, just everyone say you're going to the gym.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like,
you can work out if you want. Like, there's no rule at our tap room that you can't, like,
ongoing
come
joke.
In and do some push-ups.
Yeah. Just, like, put the sign on the door, like, the door.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, leave
with
the sign.
With that, like, a really funny sign of, like, going to the gym, but really you're just...
Going for drinks,
having a good time. This is social hour. I think there's a clever way you could approach that.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'll leave that one with you. That's not, I'm not creative that way.
Really? No. Oh, that's my favorite thing to do.
I like when, sometimes when it just comes, it's like rewarding, but I really struggle even naming our stuff. I'm like, ugh, like,
oh my gosh.
I struggle
yes.
a lot with that. And my
that
mind
be,
does
like,
not go there.
All the other stuff I don't like to do, but like stuff like that, I'm just like,
that's your jam.
I will
make, you. You're creative.
I will make stuff all day.
Yeah. Cool.
Lock me in house. I'll make stuff all day. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's fun. Like labels, naming stuff, titling. Well, and that's what my podcast is.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
what my weekly
exactly.
inspiration. Like all my posts. Like I genuinely love social media because I get to just make stuff up or give people advice.
And I really enjoy your social media. Like I love watching. I always tune into your stuff or read your posts and stuff.
You.
Yeah, I know. I hate it myself, though.
You
I
hate
don't.
Doing
yeah,
it.
I don't really like. I guess I shouldn't say I hate it. I don't get. I only get joy. From social media stuff, if it goes off without a hitch, I don't have to struggle to like come up with an idea, and it gets well received.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
which,
if it's easy,
I mean, that's
then I like it.
In social media.
If it's hard, I like don't enjoy the like the struggle it took to make it. Like I don't find it rewarding. If I struggle to make a post or a reel or something, and I finally got it, I don't come out of that process being like, oh, I did it. I come up like, fuck, I never want to do that again. Christ, I'm gonna hire this out.
Yeah.
Next time.
But you can.
You can, yeah. Yeah.
But
there's another,
the right,
there's a whole other
yeah,
like avenue.
Do, right
is it in
kit.
Our budget? Is it something that we can afford?
Oh,
or whatever.
It's such...
Then there's a whole, that is more my territory.
It is
I look
conundrum.
At the numbers and.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cash so flow.
I like
and
that.
And I enjoy that. I enjoy like really digging deep. Like where can I get our profit margin? Like what can I cut and what can I whatever? Like I like that part of it.
Yeah.
The numbers.
I'm more intuitive.
Yeah.
Like, it feels
right. It feels right. Yeah.
I need
good.
To do this.
Yeah.
And it's usually right. So that's, I mean, I
yeah.
do, I, but I have hired.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. If you
right.
don't like something, hire it out. But it takes a long time to find the right fit. And it takes a long time to like get in the groove with them.
That's right.
And developing content that is unique to your brand is challenging unless they're like your employee because they they have to be in it.
That's
to understand
right.
Understand it.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
So
yeah.
you'll find a like a young hip employee who just like
I want to do this. Yeah. And,
yeah.
And then they're good at getting the photos.
Just
and
say
then,
it.
Yeah.
Put it out there and like it'll happen. It'll happen. Because I have an analytics person. I have a banking, or my studio manager goes through that with me every month.
Yeah.
Because, like, it makes me pay attention.
Right.
I don't want to.
You don't want to. Yeah.
And I'm sure it'd be fine if I didn't. But it makes it better.
It is. Yeah. And like, it's I guess, I'm maybe more of an analytical mind. Is that fair to
for
say?
Sure.
Versus
a
creative mind? Yeah. But I feel like it's funny because I feel like I connect better in my social circle with creative minds because it's like we don't have competing thoughts. We actually have very opposite like approaches to things, which is really complementary. And I don't know. It's it's kind of interesting to like as a little human mind.
It's more fun to break
it
from
is.
Yourself.
It is. That's it. That's right. Yeah. Like, you're right. That is. And sometimes you need
I feel like when I meet,
like I'm getting,
my friend
enough of me.
Shannon, who's, like, a Canadian artist, was in Finland, now she's in Italy. Like, we're both very similar.
Yeah.
Because she's from Alberta.
Yeah.
And, you know, similar upbringing. She's like, I hate hockey because my brother played it and I had to be a drugger. But we often talk
about
like, I love talking to her, but we talk on top of one another.
Yeah.
Because
you're always
so
saying
the same
thing at the same time.
Like,
and it gets
I
loud.
Have something similar to say about what you just said, but in my own way.
Yeah, and I'm going to say it now while you're still saying it.
Yeah, which I do to everyone all the time. So, Yeah. No, it's like, it's a reprieve and it's fun. And I think that in business is a really good thing to have.
Yeah.
Too, because diversity and someone's on top of something that you're not.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Yeah.
What's Brad? Is he like...
He's a creative. Is he a creative mind? Yeah, he's definitely a creative mind. He is very, like, he gets hyper-focused on things. And so now since he's taken over brewing, which, I mean, he learned from our former partner who, like, that's a whole other story. But anyway, whatever. There was a lot that he had to teach himself. So he is, like, an obsessive mind, and he's, like, on, like, Reddit threads. Like, what did somebody find out when they used too much potassium in their water? Like, a little bit of a nerd that way and whatever. But he's
a good thing.
It's a good thing. Like, he's obsessive. Yeah, he's an obsessive personality. And, like, a workhorse, too. But definitely a creative mind. Yeah. Yeah, we're different that way. Even, like, and I want a different, I need to get new tables. Like, just, these are things, like, we need to get 2 and 4 seater tables upstairs, because the big long ones that seat 8 to 10, a lot of times we have a very open concept, and like most people that come to our place know, like, you can sit anywhere with anybody. That's the whole vibe. Mm-hmm. It's a connecting, like, place to connect and get to know people. But sometimes a group of 3 come in, or 2 or 3, and there's a group of 4 at a table, so there's room for all of them, but they don't want to sit at you know. So I'm trying to explain this to him, like, I just need to get, like, I just gotta go find some cheap, or, you know, secondhand, use 2 to 4 person tables to put upstairs. And we have stools already. We have tons of bar stools. So I'm like, they got to be at least whatever height. Why don't I just cut? I'll just cut these ones in half and I'll do a finish edge. I'm like, no, like, why do you have to make it?
Yeah.
Why do you have to always make everything? Can't we just buy it ready and then I'm done tomorrow? And
yeah.
Anyway, so that's like his approach to everything. I can make that. I can make it. Which is cool, because I never want to make anything, ever. I just want to do the stuff.
But also making things takes time.
It does, and we never have the time. So I know now that when he says he's going to make, like, there's certain things, I'm like, you probably will be able to make that in a day. Tables, I know, are never going to get made. You're never making those.
Yeah.
You don't have time. But yeah, he's very much a creative.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice partnership.
And he will never look at a computer screen. Like, other than to, like, our beer recipes and stuff, we have to use a program, but, like, he's not ever looking at the books with me.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, no.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
We'll talk about it, but he's not going to scroll and read the chart with me.
Yeah. And see, I imagine, cash flow, like, and your education.
Yeah.
Had some.
Maybe. Like, yeah, I guess. Like, so that, like, I had the opportunity.
For a reason.
Right. Like, I did get, I'm quite proficient with Excel. Like, you know, and I can do spreadsheets, and I had to, and I know how to do budgeting and whatever. So, which sounds like a simple task, but, like...
But with environmental science...
Yeah, well, and I was project managing, right? So, exactly. Oriented. So, I would, with that career, I would often manage projects where, like, we have a X amount of budget to reclaim X amount of sites, and working where the budget should go and how it should go there, and finding the, you know, whatever, the contractors that can work within certain criteria. So, I did enjoy that part about my job. When I had it.
Like, how will you just put in joy after what you just said?
I know, right? And Brad would never, like, and I don't think you would either, right?
No.
It's, to me, like, it was like putting together a puzzle, and I liked getting the puzzle pieces all to fit, you know, and that was satisfying, and it still is satisfying for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, all that stuff on the wall, I know you stopped by briefly the other day, but all that stuff on the wall, like, Jamie did that. Like, she put it all up. That was all stuff we acquired over the last, like, 6.5 years that we've been around, and I didn't even know the stuff we had. But, like, you can see where I started putting stuff on the wall and where she stopped. Because...
Sorry, so do you want to tell them who Jamie is?
Oh, yes, yeah. So Jamie, she's actually our Brad's cousin. So
yeah.
We're very, very close friend, and I do too. She's beautiful. Another creative that is, like, in my tight circle, who I love to death. But she is our, I'd call her our family, but I guess professionally speaking, she is our, like, graphic designer. So she creates all our labels, our beer labels, and she did this huge mural on our wall. Good. Which I think she consulted you a fair bit on it too. I don't remember.
No, I thought.
Well, a lot of time has passed since she started because she did it last year, right? And then it burnt, and she had to redo it. And so I think.
Oh,
a lot...
that's why I was so confused. Yeah. I was like, when did she? It seemed like long.
Yeah, it would have been over a year ago.
And this mural looked different.
Yeah.
And I think I told her, like, what paint to use or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just you know, whatever. So that was her first big mural, which I'm super proud of her for doing. I'm super thankful that she made the time for us to do that, but I'm really proud of her for like doing that first one. Because I know murals are a big, like, they're, I know in your art, in your podcast, but like in your posts and stuff, like you talk a lot about doing murals, and that was her first one. So I'm like really proud of her for getting that one done. And I hope more comes her way out of it, but people love it and it's got such good feedback.
I hope
and
so too.
Yeah, everyone comes and she's like, they're all, who did your mural? And I get to plug her name a lot. And so she's another person that worked a lot. She worked 20 plus years in oil and gas as a dispatcher for her, for their parent, like Brad and her dad's company. And health scare came along and she like totally switched gears and has gone full on into her artwork. And she just wrote and illustrated a children's book.
Good.
So I'm super proud of her. So
yeah. Sometimes things happen.
Yeah, that's right.
Thing I don't want to say happened for
no, it didn't. I mean, but you know what? If anything, like if there was a silver lining to come out of it, like she talked about doing that children's book for like forever. She would just talk about it.
It was just her push in life.
And same with like doing the art and doing that mural. I know she was like really excited to like take that on. And I don't know if she would have, like, she probably would have done it, I guess, if she was still working, but I don't think it would have got the attention that she was able to put towards it. Mm-hmm. Having being like, now she's like, I guess I'd say full time into this art and creative, like whatever you want to call it. Career path. Yeah.
And I got the pleasure of getting to know her in my classes, which I was like, you're so good. Why are you in my classes?
But she, like, same thing. She's got her, you know, it's a different style. Connecting. You guys have a different style of art. And so, like, learning different, you know, just exposure and to different techniques, maybe.
I loved having her in the class because it was just fun and refreshing. Yeah. She's just a great person.
She is, yeah.
Yeah, genuinely. See, there's your creative. Does she like social media?
She does, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. I should just
bring her on.
And she does. She has done, like, we have a very small, like, it really, it's me and Brad. Jamie helps us out every now and then in the tap room, but she's doing a lot. Like, she does her label stuff. We have one other girl, Callie. I don't know, did you work, you know Callie Hankinson?
Probably.
Anyway,
Callie, like, older, like, with a daughter?
Yep.
She worked at the Root?
Yeah.
And
yes,
I think
yeah,
she worked at the Root.
Yeah.
Theater. Yeah.
Yes, and the theater. Yeah. Okay, so, her, and then, like, I have one other guy that kind of does some, like, freelance sales, and, like, he's really helpful for us to get, like, into events. So, like, he'll contact, like, their rodeos coming in and kind of reach out to the events that are going on and around the area, so which is
important.
Super helpful.
Yeah.
And he has the contacts already, which I, like, it's helpful to, like, already have someone that knows the people that they're talking to. But anyway, other than that, that's it. That's our team. And we've just been meeting with one other guy who would be like an assistant brewer to Brad, who's really like connected. And but my, like, for our business, my mindset is like, I want a small, very, very small team of people that can do a little bit of every part of it to some degree and like feels proud to be part of it as well. So mm-hmm. that like, I don't want to have six waiting staff, or you know what I mean? I need to have fewer people that want to do everything, that like are wholeheartedly in.
It sounds like you're kind of
this
there.
Business getting close. Yeah, yeah, I think so. Just let me cash that check first. Yeah. I gotta go to the bank after this
cross
and
go that off my list,
get that right insurance now. Check in the bank and hope it keeps coming as as necessary. So I don't know, those are kind of goals I see with our business. And once we do get our big system operating, just diversifying into more beverage products. Like there's just, Brad really wants to get a soda line. He really wants to do like a low sugar soda. Cause we are like a family friendly.
Like non-alcoholic.
Pop. Yeah. Cool. Just pop. But he wants to do, he wants to make his own soda. And I'm, one of the products that I kind of want to explore a bit more, they're adaptogenic drinks. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Yes.
Anyway, I drank them a lot when I, like, the safe ones, I guess, while I was pregnant. And I still do, like, it's what I kind of like as for at home when I'm not having a beer or something, I'll have one of these. And it just, like, they're, for people that don't know, adaptogenics are just like they're non-alcoholic, a drink of whatever. I usually just get like a basically a soda flavor, like a carbonated water with some sort of flavor cucumber mm-hmm. or something to it. But they'll have like ginseng in it or like some
Something that's good for
you. Yeah, like, or something that, like, so there's, I can't remember the brand of it, but anyway, I know the kind I get is usually Calm, and it's, like, got whatever herbal supplements in it that will help relax your nervous system, or, whatever. It's just, like, I think sometimes people want to have, they don't want to have alcohol, but they want to have a drink that, like, maybe, even if it's the pseudo, like, the placebo effect or something, but maybe something that gives them a little bit of a feeling.
Yeah.
That's not the feeling they get from alcohol.
Well, you could do like a mushroom one.
I want to. Yeah. The chaga. Like, there's lots. Yeah. And anyway, yeah. That's at the start of...
I don't know if everyone's as like freakishly weird as me, but like that sounds awesome.
Yeah. No, I think...
But it's stopped drinking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so, right.
But well, I still like to be social. Yeah. I still like to go out with
and
friends.
And feel like you're, you know, whatever... You're having something that's not just a can of pop or
and
like run-of-the-mill whatever.
Or like something that doesn't have a lot of sugar in
that
it, which
too,
is
yeah.
damn near
yeah.
impossible
that's right. yeah.
these days.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because
yeah.
I can't have
things,
sugar
yeah.
with the when you're high in estrogen. Like,
right? Yeah. It
why
just
don't
spikes
you feed
it.
Your body
yeah.
some fucking sugar?
Yeah.
doesn't help.
Yeah. It's fanning
Does
the flame
other bad
for
things.
Sure.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. So like, and
so, yeah,
my husband
that.
Doesn't feel good when he drinks anymore. So he doesn't, because you know, when your kids wake
yeah,
up at
5:30, right?
6
yeah.
or 6:30, you're like, yeah, it wasn't worth it.
No,
and then
no.
Your
you don't have
day
the time.
Is ruined.
Yeah.
I know you're yeah. a
brewery. Well, I'm in it, but like, but I also like, we drink surprisingly little considering.
Right.
Like
yeah,
I probably have.
Tasted or whatever.
Yeah, no, I do. I probably have like 4 ounces, 4 to 8 ounces of beer every day that I work.
Yeah.
Which is a small, like it doesn't have any effect on me. Like after, you know, like I don't get a buzz or anything off of that. It's
yeah.
a small enough amount. And so I drink, tell people like, oh, I just drink a little bit every day. Never a lot.
Yeah.
Because I can't, you can't with kids.
No.
Or you mean you can, but God, you're a piece of shit. Like after you just,
yeah.
you take forever
There's
to recover.
There's no way.
Your kids are still up at 6. You're not catching up on that rest for another week. Like,
yeah.
so you, yeah, the odd time we get to go out and have, we all indulge a bit and then the next year we're like, ugh, it's not worth it.
Yeah. It's like, you just take turns.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I know. Right. Yeah.
So
but then I'm still mad. Like if it was Brad's night, I'd be like, get up.
Yeah, I know. Totally. Oh, if
you got to go out. You get out.
If Bradley does drink, I'm
yeah.
like, I don't fucking
care
what
you,
you
feel.
Did.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
you did
how
that,
you feel.
You did that to yourself.
Yeah.
You're still
still getting
up.
You
Let's
get up.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
So
mercy.
Moderation is a really big, you know, letter with.
And what you can do,
yeah.
but like, okay, so he doesn't like. We can't keep him in the house anymore. And
yeah.
summer will be different.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day of summer, you're thirsty.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah.
But, not for me, for him.
Yeah.
I can't go into a 3-day depression because
right,
I had a
because
glass
he had a glass
of wine.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
Just doesn't work.
For me.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
So obviously, and you probably promote that.
Oh,
in
yes.
your
yeah.
place.
Absolutely.
And it's
yeah.
a safe space
yeah.
for, you know, people.
Yeah.
And, but he's like, I can't. So what you're talking about is like having those other options.
Yeah.
Is like, he's like, I can't go out and be like, chamomile tea, please. Like,
right.
I will sorely get made
yeah.
fun of. And
yeah.
it'll be so bad.
But to have these things. So like for one thing we started carrying, for a long time we've been carrying non-alcoholic beer that I would just get from whatever grocery store. But lately there's been a huge growth in the non-alcoholic market and
totally.
There are lots of breweries in Alberta that
well,
are making
a lot of old men can't drink
that's
anymore.
Right.
Like
that's
my
right.
dad almost died.
Yeah,
from
you just can't.
Too much
homemade
beer. Turns out if you do that for 50 years, you
yeah, it has
die.
An effect, right?
Poor dad.
Yeah.
Sorry, dad.
Aww.
But like it
but
was
yeah.
scary
yeah.
and that was not fun.
Yeah.
But now yeah.
He misses, probably misses it,
still
but
still wants beer.
Yeah, still wants beer. So we have that's one avenue I don't think Brad doesn't want to get into. It's actually really hard to make it. Like, it's hard to
good.
Make it good. Yeah.
yeah.
So we, but other breweries are making it and they've figured it out and they're doing it good. So we have now, we're carrying, it's called One for the Road and they're made in Calgary and they've been very popular in our brewery and I'm like happy to now carry a locally made, non-alcoholic option.
It's doing well
yeah.
and it's still selling and
yeah.
making you
that's right.
somewhat of a profit.
That's right. Yeah. It's
you
worth
don't
it.
Have to do everything yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's right.
You know, you're
yeah.
still a place where people gather and
yeah.
you're supporting people who drink or who just want to go out
yeah.
and not drink. And
well, for us, it's not
friends.
Like, I mean, obviously we like beer and like the flavors and styles and there's a lot to it besides the alcohol part of it. But our concept isn't, obviously beer makes the biggest profit for us, so that's what we want to sell the most of. But our concept is having a space where people like can get together and socialize, and like it's a it's about connecting with people and socializing. It's not about, you know, we don't have TVs in our place. We might when playoffs are on, but like, it's not something, we're not a, I don't know, we don't really plan on having them. Like, we might put on whatever you call it, like a screen, and put playoffs on, because we like to watch
some places
them.
I but, go have but like 40 screens, and I'm like,
you can sit there and get drink coffee, after drink after drink, right, and you're staring at, like, and you're not talking to the person, and you're just like, I don't know. And it's not what we're, I like that people can come to our place now, they go upstairs, they like talk about the mural, and they like look at the characters on it, and they think it's cool, and then they're looking at all this stuff on the wall, and like, we have other things
something
that you can talk about.
But they didn't know they needed.
Yeah. So that's our whole concept. So having like options that satisfy everybody. We do have tea, by the way.
Thank you. I will come in. And you're hooked up to Lynn.
We are, yes.
Which, and I think that may have been a working out cog in your whole thing.
There you go. Yeah.
A door open to delicious food.
Yeah, that's right.
And or can it like come in?
Yep. Both. Yeah, we do. Yep. That's our whole, like, so that we actually have like a fully licensed bar now because we have the kitchen attached, which is great. Like, or like Bamboo Sushi is attached. I eat Bamboo Sushi now like 4 times a week, which is not great for my pocketbook, but whatever. Yeah. I love it. It is so good. We open that door during the day, like today when I go there, because she opens for lunch and we don't usually open till later in the afternoon, but we'll open the door and it's like a wave of like, I'm like, oh my God, what is she cooking? I'll have one.
I know. And it's like, so good. There's clean options.
Yeah,
and you don't feel like gross.
Well,
after,
I mean, sushi in general, like, you can get pretty.
Her rice is like, I even go to places in BC, I'm like, not the greatest rice. Like, not melt in your mouth.
That's right.
Sushi rice. Yeah. Like, oh, it's so she's good. Got it.
Yeah, she's great.
I don't know what she does. I suck at rice in general, so I've never even tried to compete ever. I just can't get it. I don't know. It's not in me.
The rice cooker's all I got. Just hope for the best.
I don't have a rice cooker. Maybe I should try
that.
You
should get one. They're so... I used to use one. I'm
just
like,
so
I don't
stubborn
know how to
with
use
appliances.
It. Yeah. Me too.
Like, I'm like,
I was. But that was when I actually got it as a gift.
Appliance.
I got it and it was little. That was a big thing. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to have to put this somewhere where it doesn't fit, but it's small and can do like quite a big serving of rice
and
in there. And you just... It's perfect. It doesn't matter the kind of rice. I don't know. I got it actually as a gift and I didn't use it for an entire year.
Yeah.
And then I was just like busy and I'm like, oh, I forgot to make the rice and I'll throw it in the rice cooker and have a shower, whatever I was doing. And you put the rice in and you put the water in and you hit the button and you walk away and it turns off on its own.
I was told that you also need to rinse your rice.
I never do that ever.
Oh, you never
do? You should, but I never do.
There's something bad on it.
Well, you can get like, there can be, but like, rice usually comes from like Asia, right? Like, so you should, I guess.
I just have.
I mean, like, if you pour your rice and you see like a bug in it, dead or alive.
Okay.
Maybe rinse it.
So
I don't know.
Those, and I didn't even fucking notice. And
I just
it was like the cherry on top of my life of February. My kids had a sleepover and I was like, you guys want waffles? And I'm gluten free.
Yeah.
So. I have, like, lots of different flours, but, like, I'm not, like, I'm a drawer, so drawer hoarder.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
Like, this may look okay.
Yeah.
The drawers
are stacked.
Like, one of the cleaners didn't even get that.
They didn't quite get there.
Yeah, like, so I don't give a shit if there's flour on the side of the container. Like, I put everything into containers.
Yeah.
I feel like that's enough, but apparently it's not, because I found an infestation of, I think they're... Flower beetles are called, but they don't look like beetles at all. They're what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you see bugs in rice, which would have come in on probably rice.
Right, exactly. There you go. Because
but
not
like they were,
they
were like bug casings.
Which
I was like,
that means the bugs were in there.
They were on the sides of the flower.
Oh, they were, so it was all in, yikes.
They were just living on the
living on the edge.
My fast grabbing of nuts and seeds and flowers.
Oh.
Right? Of cooking and my whim.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just lost my mind that day because it took me an hour and a half to like bleach the. I don't use bleach.
Yeah.
We also
I mean, sometimes
like,
you have to.
I had to like,
some things only bleach kills,
bleach.
Right? But
I was like, I could have bleached whatever eggs or wherever in here in the crumbs down here. In the, and I just like. It just. It was like took me over.
But the you know, it's been how long since edge. Then? And you've obviously like consumed
like a week.
Well, you're still here. I mean, I know now if you come down with like some really foreign disease or something, I'll be like,
well, it's off topic. But no, you can eat them. I looked it up.
Oh, it's you did. Fine. You already got you're there. Good. You're like, I'll survive this one. I'm just not happy about it.
You're supposed to rinse rice. There's another it's reason something my else, dad hey? Told me.
Oh, okay.
The other day, some sort of toxin.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I don't. Probably I never poop do it. Or something. Probably,
Probably poop. Probably human feces somehow.
It might be. Human feces. I feel like it'll cook out. You know?
Yeah. You're fine.
I don't ever rinse rice, and I know you're supposed to. It says on there you should rinse it first. I just like there's one step I don't have time for.
I think like that's a secret.
Yeah,
like an Asian cooking secret to well, Asian rice. Rice has come from more than Asia. Actually, there's wild. Oh, this is my mind. There's wild rice in northern Saskatchewan. My my dad made it for me the other day. Oh. It's amazing.
Very cool.
Yep. So, but to rinse off the starch first.
Yeah, it
cooks better. Yeah, I will get a rice cooker because I have failed numerous times. And I actually am trying to eat more of it because I just want it's a kale and rice bowl or something. Yep. I'm trying to eat.
They have like a little line. It's like my rice cooker came with like, fill this cup 3 times and then fill it to the line that says 3. Yeah. And that's how easy. Rice cooker, but I was the same way. I'm like, I'm not getting like another, until like somebody tried to give me a bread maker. I'm like, I'm not making bread with a bread maker. Like I barely make bread ever, but when I do, I'll make it.
If you can eat bread,
but not with a bread maker, because I don't know where the bread maker is going to go.
Cause I loved doing, I love cooking.
Yeah.
I've always loved cooking. My dad's a chef. And Yeah. So, and I just have done it myself from a young age. It's like my safe space. So yes, a bread maker like is so great. Like I can also make bread from scratch. I love making sourdough.
Yeah.
But if you're like want to set it and forget it.
Yeah, that's which a good I one. Think yeah.
You would and your family might appreciate or Brad could take it over if he's
he actually told me we should get a bread maker and I was like, Brad I don't have a room for it.
Brad can make bread and set it and forget it because
and he'll get all creative with like what to put in it.
Coming home and like I would do it before school. Yeah. Such a dork. Do for school or like on a Sunday. Yeah.
And then you come home and it would be ready. Late.
Yeah, yeah. Like, however, I don't remember how long it takes, but you know, you put in the butter, whatever.
Yeah. All the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just does it.
Be bread
and
ready.
You smell fresh bread when you walk in the
door. That is really nice.
It was like, and then to saw off that edge piece was just like, with butter on it was like,
it sounds really good. Do you want, you have one right now? We can get started.
Yeah, no, I don't because I can't eat gluten
anymore.
Yeah. Ruined my body. I blame McDonald's. We ate McDonald's once a week.
Oh, did you?
And now I have psoriasis, which is a psoriasis. See, it's interesting. Like, autoimmune disorder. It, so,
You like, always had psoriasis dairy, or not until you were an adult?
Mid 20s.
Okay.
Which I think was also stress induced, but from working in a restaurant.
Right. Yeah.
And other stuff.
Yeah.
Which is a very long story, which I think I've talked about on my podcast one time with C. Her name was C. But anyways, different story.
Yeah.
Different topic. So, like, you know, you also get to that age and start the workforce and other stressors. Other things come into I feel like not eating the right things or not even knowing or having the knowledge.
Yeah.
And McDonald's, they can be pretty much blamed for so a many lot. Things.
Oh, yeah. 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 I'm no fan.
Tearing down the Amazon, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's just blamed.
Evil.
Yeah, evil. It does take a lot of research to figure out what they are.
That's right, yeah.
All Canadian Beef is the company's name, by the way, when they say they're using All Canadian Beef.
Oh, it's a company name.
Yeah. They're so
not surprised.
They're so sketchy.
Good lord. I don't eat beef, so I would never like think about looking that up, but like I'm not surprised.
That was something I heard. Yeah. Sorry. Somewhere.
I'm sure it is.
So maybe it's not. All Canadian Beef is the importer. Yeah. Yeah. They actually tear down the Amazon and it's Amazonian beef.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea. Something. Anyways, we won't talk about that. You can watch documentaries on Netflix.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Just like I did.
Yeah.
It's just like you gotta take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Ish. I know we're both like in high paced times in our lives. Like this season of strengthening.
Yeah. We're going to be in here a while.
We're going to be some badass old women.
I think so. We're going to be
don't mess with us. Yep. We've already done that.
Done it.
I'm not even going to waste
you
our time.
You have no idea what I went through. Yeah. Now I'm on the other side of it.
And I'm sipping Mai Tais on a fucking beach because I did that.
Because I did it. Yeah.
No. Okay. I like my life. I'm sure you love yours.
I do. I try and find, like, when I get a little, I you know, like everybody, get kind of like, oh my God, why am I doing this? Or whatever. Get a little overwhelmed. Business. But
you have pride.
That's
in
right.
It.
But I have find gratitude for the opportunities. Acknowledge that my life is my choice. All my situation is my choice, and I have the power to change it. And like just trying to like recenter my mindset that way whenever I get a little angry. Yeah.
I did set this all up for myself.
That's right. Yeah. So now let's
I was the...
I was the orchestrator of this. Yeah. I did do this. Yeah.
See, even... look at that. We're finishing each other's sentences. We're just so in sync with our personality.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Just remind everyone where they can find you physically and in social media. And some of the stuff that, like, you carry and that they could try, because I know you have, do you still have, like, ciders and stuff?
We did have a cider, We were getting apple juice from the Okanagan, and it was insanely expensive to ship it, because we had to do refrigerated shipping. So we switched gears into, we wanted a gluten-free option. At the time, when we were in our old space, we could only have the products that we make to serve people. Now that we're connected to the restaurant, we can have a full lineup of stuff. That's we also kind of wanted to add a new non-beer alcoholic option at that time. Cider was too pricey for us to kind of keep it going, and seasonal too. Like when the apples, you know, like we could make it once a year kind of thing. So now we actually make a seltzer. We make it with honey from the Burley Bee. Cool. He's like a local bee farmer. We ferment the honey, so it's technically a mead. And then we infuse it with whatever fruit puree we want to try out. So right now we have a cranberry cherry one on.
Sounds good.
Cool. So we have Fourth Meridian Brewing Company is the business. We also recently acquired Ribstone Creek Brewing. So if you see Ribstone Creek Brewery products out on the shelves, it's now brewed by us. We are located at Progressive Fitness at the gym. Our old location, we're only three doors away. So we have a sign on the door right now saying like, we're just over here, over this way, and we just moved in there, right next to Bamboo Sushi, and so you can come for some Korean and sushi, and
it's a great night out. It's my next date night out. Yeah, and the thing is, you can have kids.
Yeah, you can have kids. Yeah, so we're and pets. Yeah.
Not only like maybe you don't want to bring your kids. Yeah. Like as I wouldn't want to go anywhere with them anymore. We go to A&W. That's our like night out.
That's a nice one. Yeah, that's good. We do that too. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, my kids really like, they like if we're going out to a restaurant other than like coming to our place, cause they like terrorize it. They like help themselves to all the juice boxes in the fridge and stuff. And like, get out. Yeah. Like those are for customers. You're going to pay me now. Yeah. Asshole. Yeah. But we like to go to like the diner cause they lock us in that room.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, this is good for us. You should. This is really good as long as it's like not busy or whatever. We're like, we'll put you in here if that's Kim. Like, that's great.
Yeah.
Close those doors if you can.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have, and Spiro's, they really like Spiro's too. They run around like, I don't know how much Spiro's likes it.
Yeah. They're a great family.
But you can do a pretty good lap. Like they get a good lap around the fireplace there. And
yeah.
And then they like seeing Spiro. They always like to talk to him.
So he's the funny. Best.
Yeah, they always wave at him and give him a high five. And but otherwise you can come to our.
He was always the reason I was like an hour later coming home from work. We would drink red wine out of water tumblers.
Yeah. Oh, but the Greek
and
way.
Just talk.
Yeah.
I don't know. My mom drank.
Did she?
She didn't bother for a glass either.
Yeah. So. I've seen that. Table wine, like just in a glass.
Just in it. I think it's a more European, maybe. It's like
Mediterranean
type
thing.
Yeah. Like, it's like, we just drink it out of the fucking jar. Yeah.
Whatever.
No bother.
Whatever holds it. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But we can, we're kid friendly. We actually are still pet friendly. So we are, even though we are attached to the restaurant, we... obviously only on our side, not on the Bamboo Sushi side. So you still can have dogs on leash and with you at the table and
Prefer
just like your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, I'm coming there. The boys will love it. Yeah, they will. They asked for sushi again.
Oh, they like it. Oh, that's good.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. They would eat it every day.
Do they? Yeah, so I would too. I kind of do. Oh, that's great.
Far too more than you would.
Oh, no, that's great. Yeah. And we have lots of options for everybody. So,
yeah. Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me. No, it's great.
We never get to connect because we're both too busy. But I'll come see you.
Where's Teddy these days?
At your place of business.
Yeah, please.
He's with Carly right now. Oh, yeah. They're nice. Out and about. Perfect. And I podcast on Fridays.
Yeah,
and
so they know that they gotta get out of the house.
Yeah, at all. Yeah. Like, we have, usually cleaners on Thursday, but we have cleaners. Get the fuck out of here, everyone. And off you go. You can routinely make time for connecting with friends, connecting with others, and getting your shit done. Sans kids. All right.
If you're looking for some time for yourself to relax, release, and unwind, Oasis has the perfect space for you. They offer yoga and spin classes of all levels. Whether you are a beginner or advanced student, Oasis thrives on accommodating all aspects of the practice. Let their serene environment and gracious staff help you in your journey of peace, healing, and strength. Sign up online at www.oasishotyogastudio.com or by downloading the Oasis Hot Yoga Studio app. Feel like yourself. You deserve it.